online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Ollie Cole.
An American doctor has arrived in London to examine terminally ill baby Charlie Gard for the first time. Michio Hirano is offering to give the 11-month-old experimental treatment in the US. His parents want him to travel abroad for the trial therapy, but doctors at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London say it won't help.
KMFM News.
Theresa May is to remind ministers that cabinet discussions should be kept private after a series of leaks. Comments apparently made by the Chancellor Philip Hammond at a meeting on Tuesday have been printed on the front pages of two newspapers. Sky's political editor Faisal Islam says the Prime Minister will tell her top team to focus on the job of governing.
Cabinet must be able to hold discussions in private, say Number 10. The PM will be reminding them of that at tomorrow's meeting, remind them of their responsibilities across government. So that's a slap down to whoever he or she is that's been having those loose lips over cabinet talks.
The government's being urged not to move the M25 road rage killer Kenneth Noy to an open prison. The 69-year-old's been locked up for 17 years for stabbing Stephen Cameron to death on a slip road in Swanley in 1996. Earlier this month, the parole board recommended he should be transferred. Stephen's father's calling on the Justice Secretary to block that. More at kentonline.co.uk. Plans for tackling acid attacks will be set out in Parliament later. Sentences in England and Wales will be reviewed, while police could be given new prevention guidance. There could also be new restrictions, like age limits on sales of household cleaning products. Tara Quigley, who's needed 15 operations since she was attacked with acid 4 years ago, is pleased.
It's long overdue that the government do something about it, or be seen to be doing something about it. We've been asking, begging, calling for this for years, myself and other victims, and it just kind of falls on deaf ears.
A man's been arrested after a burglary in Sandwich. It happened just after midnight last Tuesday morning at the Little Curiosity Box shop in New Street. The 24-year-old's been released while inquiries continue. Police still want to hear from anyone with information. They say there are two suspects, both described as white, and one is thought to have been wearing a black hoodie. Brexit Secretary David Davis says it's time for negotiators to get down to business. A second round of talks is taking place in Brussels, this time lasting 4 days. The discussions centre on citizens' rights, the cost of leaving the European Union, and the Irish border. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, spoke as they went into the meeting.
I look forward to our negotiations. We will now delve into the heart of the matter. We need to examine and compare our respective positions in order to make good progress.
A severe weather warning's been issued for Kent, with a chance of up to 30 millimetres of rain in an hour. It's in force from 5 p.m. tomorrow. The Met Office say it could lead to localised flooding of homes, businesses and some roads. We've tweeted more at KMFM News. A group of people are paddleboarding 26 miles from Kent to France this week. They're setting off from Dungeness and aim to reach Boulogne in around 8 hours. Andy Peck is one of those taking part.
We like paddleboarding. We're by no means athletes or experts. We're just everyday people. But it felt like something that was a huge challenge, something that's not very common, but it just felt like an opportunity to do something that people don't normally do.
They're raising money for Parkinson's UK. And it's claimed a Mediterranean-style diet can help cut the risk of dementia. Researchers have found eating lots of vegetables, fish and whole grains keeps the brain healthy. In sport, it's not looking good at all for England's cricketers at Trent Bridge. They've lost another 2 wickets against South Africa in the last hour, including opener Alistair Cook for 42 as they try to chase down a world record target of 474. Captain Joe Root's gone for 8. A short time ago, England was 72 for 4, trailing by 402 runs. For the rest of the day's sport, here's Joe.
Well, in Britain's Johanna Konta's up to 4th in the world rankings after reaching the semi-finals at Wimbledon. Andy Murray is still the men's number one, despite being knocked out in the quarters of the competition. This year's champion Roger Federer isn't convinced a long break, which worked well for him, would help Murray.
It doesn't mean because I took a break that everybody should take that break, to be quite honest. Some players just need to play. Otherwise, they feel like they completely lose touch with the racket and the ball, and it's only himself with his team who knows best. I can't give any advice.
Well, Federer's up to third in the standings, with ladies champion Garbiñe Muguruza now fifth. And Great Britain have another gold medal at the World Para Athletics Championships in London. Olivia Breen's taken the host nation's ninth win with success in the T38 long jump. Tonight, Hannah Cockcroft goes for her second gold of the event in the T34 800 metres.
Thanks, Joe. That's the latest. Next, update at 2.